using the other portfolio committees. So we now have a quorum. In terms of the agenda, honourable members, we've got two items. But before I go to the agenda, I'm going to ask the committee secretary just to read the apologies first.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have two apologies. One is from Honourable Masilo, who is not aware. Another one is from the whip of the committee, Honourable Traitor, who is unable to attend due to the doctor's appointment in her province. Those are the two apologies. Mama Kenya is on her way from the airport. And Honourable Mora, Honourable Makuma just arrived. Thanks.
So thank you, Honourable Members. Those are the apologies. Can we go on to the agenda? Yes, Honourable Water.
Just before we start, I know you weren't here last week. I believe you're ill. I'm glad to see you better. I did raise an issue in last week's meeting with regards to the SASA contract and the allegations in the media. And the acting chair, Honourable Shwetty, said that before we have our budget speech, which is next week, Wednesday, that we would then be able to engage with SASA, the bid committee, the evaluation committee, and to discuss all the aspects of the contract. So I don't know if that was related to you at all. So I was just wondering when that's going to happen. And then secondly, the Central Drug Authority. Are they not supposed to come before us before we have our budget speech? And if they are supposed to come before us, when will they be appearing? Thanks.
Let me start with the CDA. The CDA tabled the annual report was on the 23rd of March. Yeah. So we have to schedule we have to look at the committee program to accommodate it. But they are not crucial in terms of the NDA to be accommodated in the committee program. So we can go ahead without the CDA. It would have been more convenient for us if we scheduled them in. But now, with our time constraints, we won't be able to. But we will have to look at when we come back. Maybe I can sit with the committee secretary and we will look at the program and slot them in now for see if we can't do it for May instead of waiting for June for the CDA. On the other issue in terms of the SASA and the bid committee and the issue that is in the media and getting the adjudication committee and whatever into parliament. The matter is before the court. That is the issue of the supply chain processes. Now, if we are going to get the bid committee and adjudication committee in, it means we are also looking at a matter that is before the courts, which is also the supply chain process of tender process. And that is not appropriate. What I'll do is, after I tried to, because the committee secretary did relay to me the decision of the committee, I've tried to get hold of a minister. I wasn't very successful last week when I was on leave. So this matter will have to stand over until we get back. But I need to examine the decision of the committee to see and get a legal opinion on this, because it's for the first time that I actually hear this kind of detail from you. To my understanding, was just a briefing from SASA on the process, on the matter, because it's in the public domain. It is right for the committee to get a briefing or an understanding, an explanation, especially from SASA, around these issues. because I also did the issue around the DG for human settlement and so on and so on. So to me, we would have gotten we should have gotten a briefing on that matter. Now, if that didn't happen last week, when I would beg the indulgence of this committee that let me look at the decision that you've taken, because if you've taken a process that was already in front of the courts, I would have a big problem with that, because we are not a court of law. We can't have a duplicate process running in the courts and also have one running concurrently in the committee. So, and then I think the legal person is the advocate general. Yeah. Let me look at that and then I'll come back to you on the matter. But there's no way that we can have this briefing before the budget on the 2nd of May. It will have to stand over. Okay. In terms of the agenda, honourable members, we have the adoption of the committee report on the strategic plans and the budget vote of the department and its entities. And then we also have the adoption of outstanding minutes. And this is, if you look at the report of the portfolio committee, and not portfolio, but portfolio committee on social development. Do we all have that report? Okay. Can we go through that report first and then we go to the minutes? So the first correction would be in the first line is the portfolio committee on social development. And then it says dated, but there's no dated. So we just, yeah. The Portfolio Committee on Social Development, having considered and deliberated on the budget vote and strategic plans of the department, we met on the 20th of March 2011, and we just report as follows. Now, the introduction deals with the committee's mandate and the institutions that have briefed us, the programmatic structure of the vote, and it also deals with the mandate of the department on page 1. Okay. Now, there's a footnote that says, however, it is important to note that the department has changed its program name as reflected above. I think if that is the case, the new name should be in brackets, don't you think so, members? Because if it's been published under the new names, it should reflect the new names. Was it published? Yeah. Are these the new names? But then the footnote is a bit, make sure, but confusing. It makes a person confused. No. Maybe we can just amend the footnote a bit. Maybe to say, however, it is important to note that these are the new program names of the department. Somehow, just insert new. Okay. Is there any corrections honourable members would like to make on page 1? Can we go to page 2? Structure of the department is the strategy and governance branch, the financial management and corporate branch, the social policy branch, the comprehensive social security branch, the integrated development branch, the welfare services branch. and child development. Is there anything on page 2? It's basically the content of the presentation. Then child and youth care on page 3. Page 5. Check. Thank you. glaucoma.
Months, fourth line. Within 2 months. It will be home affairs, parents, and caregivers. Give us.
Can we go to the recommendations, honourable members? The committee recommends that the department should develop a control and monitoring mechanism to control operations of ECD centres and address challenges related to it. I won't say to control operations, but to oversee the operations of ECD centres. It should establish mechanisms to address challenges related to registration, funding, and capacity building of NGOs, especially in rural areas. I think that is what we discussed. It should conduct awareness campaigns to educate communities on ways to access the Social Relief of Distress Fund and other available funds meant to address issues of distress. The department should address with the provinces the shortage of places of safety, old age homes, and treatment centres. I think it should be substance abuse treatment centres. Would we like to add secure care centres because places of safety is not secure care centres? Remember, secure care centres are places for awaiting juveniles. Children. The central receipt, the CDA, should provide the committee with the lab results on the Cuba drugs and also submit a list of provinces that failed to submit the mini drug master plan. We are still waiting on the CDA. We have received no joy from them on the lab results and also on the list of provinces that failed to submit the mini drug master plans in time. The committee wishes to thank the minister. Okay, this is just your ordinary. But now, how can we say we thank the CDA for their cooperation? Yes.
Two things to do with the resolution on the CDA. Should we not also say the list of provinces and departments that failed to submit? Because lots of departments have to submit. Not just provinces. And then also on the topic page 8, Chair, on concerns raised, I did raise the fact that Kimojo, in my mind, is a dismal failure, and it's not reflected there. I did raise that, and then
yes.
You remember.
You did raise it, and then I said to you, no, it's not so.
Yeah, but it's a concern I raised. I still believe that.
Yes.
And I wanted to.
But the committee did not agree with you. He made a statement.
Well, then you can put it in there. The committee does not agree. That Kimojo is a dismal failure. Because it is.
No, we make statements all the time. And if you don't agree, we're part of a collective. If you don't agree, we don't agree with you. So then it doesn't come into the committee report. But you can raise it in your speech in the House.
I intend to.
Honourable Member Mafolo? That's what I was just saying. If we are going, we are saying lots of things, and if we don't agree with it as committees, that means all of them should come in. So I was just trying to say to honorable voters that if something is not there, we didn't take something as a collective. committee was briefed on the strategic plan of SASA, and the following was presented: the strategic overview by the CEO, can we just read through that quickly?
So we're adopting these minutes, Jim?
Yes.
Can you record my objection to them?
Yeah, but we're not finished yet. Oh, we're not finished yet.
Okay.
We saw on page 9. Honourable Member on background, it's a card dependency, not card dependence. One touch. Number 5, bullet number 5. In background, the types of the grants. Okay, yes, thank you very much. So instead of a D, it's an E. Yeah, but we're going to break for tea anyway, so it's fine. In terms of situational analysis, go to page 10. We're coming to the minutes, we're going to the report first.
Okay.
So if you look at the progress made against the audit plans, do you have it? What report? Committee Secretary, just refresh my mind, but I think we received reports from SASA.
Yes.
You said to me. Yes.
There were a couple of reports that were requested from SASA by the committee to mention. There was a SIU progress report. There was a report on the restructuring of provincial offices. There were a couple of reports, you know, which we provided the next day in an email to members.
So, in terms of the targets and the progress that they do, you have it on the woman list. So, the target was 2.2 million. And progress to date, it reflects 1.6 million. In terms of life certificates, missing files, missing critical documents, transfer files, completed and retrieved. Thank you. go over to page 11. Just by 15. The strategic objective of this branch is to provide financial management services to the agency. SASSA will provide effective, efficient, and economical financial management service. We'll provide an efficient, effective, and so on. The OVEs. Anything on page 13? If you look on page 14 immediately, let me show that is something that we've always highlighted with the department and the minister. I just said I want before we conclude on that, honourable members, let me first go and look at the legality of that, and then come back to you. So it will just be reflected in the minutes.
Was decided that we would call them before the committee. You can't change that. I understand what you're saying, that you would like to get a legal opinion. I understand that. But the fact is, no one objected to it. We decided that SASA, the Bid Committee, the Evaluation Committee, would come before us and we could interrogate them. And that's got to be reflected.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, if I'm remembering very well, we didn't agree. He raised it now. And then we said no, the Chair said we'll try to meet again and discuss this matter. So really, it was not the matter of the entire committee agreed upon it. So just I'm only denying that we didn't agree, all of us, on that matter.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, we did discuss this last week, and the Chairperson did say that she will try after Honourable Waters raised the concern. She did promise that she was going to try and get the department to come back and brief us on the matter. And members of the department were there, actually, and they didn't object to it. So what I'm trying to say here is that I don't think there's anything wrong between what you are saying and what he's saying, because the Chairperson can still go on and check the legality that, like you are saying, and if the department is prepared to come back for that, they can come back for it. But like you said, we can't squeeze them in now before the budget vote. It will be sometime after the vote.
You see, I don't have a problem with briefing by the department. I have a problem in what Honourable Waters is saying in terms of, as a committee agreed to say that the adjudication committee, whatever committee, should come before the committee and explain the processes that have taken place in terms of the tender, because that is what he's saying. Now, what you are saying to me is not that, because having a briefing on the matter is fine, and that is why I say that I have a fundamental problem with it, because if you have a matter where the supply chain management process is being challenged in court, and we want to come and examine the same matter that is before court, what if new evidence emerges here? You understand? It would compromise the whole case in court.
I think we should look at the minutes. I know you were ill, so you weren't there, but the fact is we should look at the minutes and reflect what the tapes recording say. Because I specifically mentioned the Bid Evaluation Committee, yes, and the Technical Committee. I mentioned those two committees, and no one raised any objections at all.
That's why I said I want to go look at the decision of the committee, what has been said, and what we can do. So what I want to recommend is to say that we should get a briefing by the department on the issue of the what do you call this tender?
The SASA tender. The ten billion.
Yeah. No, not CPS, because CPS is the I think we should call it the fact that the outsourcing of grant payments tender. Because that's what it is, isn't it? People go and they get the grants. So the outsourcing of grant payments data, that we should get a briefing by the department on that as a matter in the public domain.
So you can't change what was decided in the committee meeting, with all due respect. So therefore, I think maybe what we should all do is listen to the minutes, the recording, and then put whatever is reflected in that recording.
follow? Chairperson, I think that the big committee or whatever can come, but they cannot come now until the court has judged over the case, because we didn't have a time frame for that to come and explain to us about the processes that were going on. We don't have a time frame for that. They can come, but not for now. It's not about, it's about what we can't and we can't, we are allowed to do. That's why I'm saying let us look, let me. Look at the minutes, and then I'll come back to you with that. But since we don't have consensus on the resolution, I will make the ruling before going the resolution. In terms of the recommendations, the committee recommended that the agency should strengthen its communication strategy on the re-registration and other initiatives pertaining to services it renders, and that focus should be put on rural communities. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
With all due respect, I mean, the meeting last week took a resolution. It can't be changed now. And it must be reflected in the minutes. Now the minutes aren't there. The report's in the minutes.
Yeah. But you see, no. Can you just switch off your microphone, Honorable Waters? There is no consensus amongst the committee members. There was consensus to say that that the committee should be briefed on the matter of the outsourcing of the tender. And then you keep on insisting that you put specific wording to it, which the other members deny. So because there is no consensus on the matter, we just have to forego the resolution.
No.
Unless the committee feels that we should say that the committee should be briefed on the outsourcing of the tender. If that is how the committee feels, we put it in. It's not a problem.
Why don't we listen to the recording?
Honorable Mafolo,
there's nothing wrong on that, but the timing is not on our side. So I would suggest that members, we should not put that thing on that, because this minutes, I would play with Honorable Waters to say that was not the resolution. We didn't even discuss that. He raised the issue, the chairperson answered, and it ends there. It was not even a resolution.
It's a recommendation.
It was a recommendation.
Thank you, chairperson. If I recall it very well, your name also was raised by that day. Honorable Waters said, the chairperson, I raised this to the chairperson to discuss this matter. And we didn't agree with the matter. It's only the chairperson of that day who said that this matter, we have to plan to discuss it on the other day. So if it's like that, chairperson, really, I disagreed with Honorable Waters that we agreed. We didn't agree. And we didn't even entertain the issue. He raised it, the chairperson responded, and that's all. So it is not our resolution. If we were given a chance to take the resolution on this matter, really we'll be fair about it, not to discuss the matter while it's in the court. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think Mr. Makokula is right, Chair. I mean, we didn't discuss this, Mr. Waters. We didn't discuss it. There was no opinion from any member. It was yourself and the chairperson. If I remember very well, the chairperson even said, there is nothing wrong with what you are saying because this is in the public. Then it has to be... We have to get a briefing, it has to be discussed, and get a briefing and know what is actually taking place or what has taken place in the bid process. I think you don't even remember any member contributing to that input of yours. Not at all. Maybe you've forgotten, honorable member. Thank you.
Let's do this in the interest of moving forward. To say, under our recommendations, that the committee be briefed on the outsourcing of grants contracts by SASA, since there are certain matters that is in the public domain that Parliament needs to be informed of. Precisely, that will then precisely reflect what Honourable Tuma and even yourself have said.
It doesn't reflect what the
public. Honourable Mima Mafolo, and then I want to close the matter because we need to move forward.
Chairperson, how do you say that? I think it will create another issue for the committee, that the committee wants something that we all know that thing is before the court. We can't want something that is before the court. I would suggest that we vote and we finish with this issue once and for all. If it's let us not come with other recommendations, please.
Let's not go there. Let us say, because that we must be briefed on the issue around this, the outsourcing of this, the payment of God's contract. Finish it down. Is that fine? No, it's fine, you can. Can we go on to page 15? The NDA? And then we'll break for tea. I mean, we've got a few pages left. The NDA? The NDA, there was like four priorities, right, of the NDA. Yes, because you're all chewing. You're not listening. I'm saying that in terms of the NDA, to achieve the strategic priorities is ECD, food security, income generation, and capacity building. And then point 23 deals with the legislative mandate of the NDA. Okay. And then if you go to page 16, it deals with the strategic objectives that is in the report. So basically, this page deals with what was in the report. Okay? Page 16 is finished, page 17.
And there's only one chairperson. And she's wearing a bola today. We haven't received anything from the NDA yet. On page 18. If you look at the recommendations, the committee recommended that the NDA should consider conducting outreach programs for farm workers as part of taking these services to the people. There should be increased efforts on the part of the NDA on the monitoring and the evaluation of funded projects. The NDA should work on increasing its private-public partnerships, and the committee should be kept up to date on the progress made. I think that's a pretty good... taking one dot out. The entity should furnish the committee with a report on its improved organizational structure. The entity should forward an updated list of projects it has funded, with contact details and written off projects. The committee wishes... Why should we thank the CDA? Why should we thank the CDA for giving us headaches? Yeah, can we take them out? We need to fire them when they come to us. We will not thank them for anything because they don't live up to the promises. The restructuring of provincial offices. I think we should, under recommendations or resolutions, that we should be kept abreast with the progress on the restructuring of provincial offices and be furnished with the new details. Don't you think so, Honourable Minister? On the page 18, the restructuring of provincial offices. On the restructuring of provincial offices that will be converted into advisory centres, we should be kept up to date on this process and be furnished with any new details. Okay, that's the part of the resolutions. The committee, okay. Thank you very much, honourable members. This is the report that will be tabled in Parliament. Is there any honourable member Makakula?
I move adoption of the report with its corrections.
Second, honourable member Gomez. Thank you. Honourable members, would you like to have a 5-minute body break? Thank you.
Something that is before the court. And what finishes, how do you take into your Honourable members, we all have copies of the minutes dated the 13th of March 2012. I've got the 13th. On the 28th?
Yes. Page 3, because it's quite bulky. It reflects on the presentation that was made on Sony. Resolution of the committee on briefing on the cash payment system. The committee took this decision. So it's an old decision. You just forgot about your decision. You took it in February. Honorable Member Makola,
but it does
before the matter went to court, if you remember.
Yeah, but I think it's also a good thing if you have a new contract. So it basically marries to what the decision that you've taken later. Oh, now
I'm saying it's a new contract, it's a new service provider with a new rollout plan. And was it taken in that spirit?
Yes.
To say how is it going to roll out its plans and so on? Okay. page 4. Page 6. Let me go to the resolution. The committee and the department will hold a discussion session to look at the international relations profiles and identify the role and importance that the committee could participate in. We've already done that. Eh? Remember, we had the committee secretary for international relations and the chief director for international relations responsible in the department. So we just need to formulate our role. Just look at our role. The department should provide the committee with a progress report on all signed international agreements, the achieved outcomes, and the agreements that are still due for ratification. The department should provide the committee with a report on early ECDs conference, which was held in Moscow. The department was advised that its anti-substance abuse awareness campaign should raise awareness amongst people being made drug mules. Is something wrong? Am I reading this wrong? The department was advised that its anti-substance abuse awareness campaign should raise awareness. With regard to people being made drug mules. The campaign should also educate the public on the consequences and risks pertaining to drug trafficking. The committee unanimously adopted the draft committee report on the submission to the Presidential State-Owned Entity Review Committee. Honourable members, is that five? Can we get the proposal in a second, please? Honourable Nuno Kuma.
Adoption of the memo.
Cooper?
One.
prepared the presentation from International Relations on the role of the committee and your understanding what is an agreement and what is a treaty and so on, and how we can actually develop a role for us as a committee when it comes to international relations pertaining to the department that we have oversight of. If we go to page 2, the committee proposed the following additions to the strategic plan of the committee. Psychosocial support for people and children in need of support, secure care centers, places of safety, and sheltered households should be added, and so on. And then Ms. Al Musala also made a presentation. Also page 2. And then page 3. So this is basically our report. Can we get a second now? I don't know. Can we get a second? A proposal and a second? On the one, let's see. Home and Mapula. Mapula. Second. We finished. 13th of March. There's nothing about the 26th of March. Is that anything correct? Oh, okay. Honourable members, it seems as we have come to the end of our meeting. Thank you very much for your attending. Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a copy of the minutes of the 13th of March? Thank you.
Para caminar,